Dreamscape presents Deadly Cure by Lawrence Goldstone, narrated by John Chancer. Chapter 1. Day 1. Wednesday, September 20th, 6:30 p.m. Noah Whitestone shoved his plate aside. The room smelled of charred meat and cooking fat. Mrs. Jensen would never learn not to overcook pork chops. He pushed himself up from his chair, his hands braced on the edge of the table. His feet throbbed inside his shoes. Before he could step away, a thick hand was on his shoulder. "No, doctor, you sit right down." Mrs. Jensen slapped a copy of the Brooklyn Daily Eagle on the table. Noah shook his head slowly. "I'll read it later. I've got to go out." The Daily Eagle stared back seductively at him from the tabletop. He hadn't read the paper in 2 days. "You haven't had your coffee," Mrs. Jensen admonished, her hand not moving from his shoulder. After raising 6 children, she knew the elements of command. "If you jump up right after dinner, you'll be the sick one." She was a pale woman, a widow of 60. With tiny red veins snaking across her round cheeks like estuaries. "Your patients can wait 10 more minutes. How many did you see in the office today?"
50, I think. No, 52.
"No wonder," she said with a sniff. "Tomorrow's the first day of autumn. Everybody gets sick. Happens every year." Was that true? Noah had never noticed. But she was right about the coffee. A few minutes more would do no harm. Gratefully, he settled back into his chair. If he closed his eyes, he would be asleep in moments. "How many tonight?" Mrs. Jensen asked, after she returned with the coffee. Ribbons of steam rose from the surface. The aroma was strong, acrid. Noah took a sip. Hot. Welcome. Soon the fatigue would begin to abate.
"Only 2. But you don't need to wait. I may sit for a while with each of them."
She nodded.
"Ah."
The evening was generally reserved for patients who could not get out. Many were near death. Mrs. Jensen cleared the plate and noticed that each of the pork chops had some meat left near the bone. "Was everything all right, doctor?"
"Excellent, Mrs. Jensen. As always."
Noah took another sip and unfolded the newspaper. Reading was so much more pleasant by incandescent light. These rooms were his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?